Hello and welcome to the Promo Kitchen podcast. This is one of the highlights that we had from the feature-length interview with Jordy Gamson, CEO of The Icebox, where we talked to Jordy about the advice that he would give to a 25-year-old entrepreneur making his or her start in the promotional products industry. I hope you enjoy. Promo Kitchen is a nonprofit organization committed to the advancement of the promotional products industry through education and mentorship. This edition of the PK podcast was supported by Sanmar. Sanmar believes in the power of promotional products. Since 1971, this family-owned apparel supplier has been dedicated to passionately serving customers through trusted brands like Port Authority, Nike Golf, OGO, District, District Made, and Sport Tech.
Let's imagine we have a 25-year-old entrepreneur sitting with us in this conversation, and I'm going to ask a tough question because it's broad. If you could identify, you mentioned earlier before we hopped on the call that you guys have tried a lot of different things, and after 20-plus years, you will have tried a lot of different things. If you had to leave that 25-year-old with a couple of, one, do this, it was one of the best things we could ever do, versus we tried this and it really didn't work, do a couple of things come to mind when I ask that question?
It's the basics. It is, A, they have to exude trust. So customers are earned and won because they trust you. And they'll let you make a little bit of money. They know we're a for-profit company. We're not doing this for just exercise. We are a for-profit company, and it goes without saying that we make money on what we do. But they don't care because they're getting every bit and then some out of the relationship because they trust us. They know that we will go to bat for them to bring them the best, the coolest item that their budget will afford. We know that if there's any hiccup or any issue, that they're not going to get an argument. They're going to get a solution. They're going to get options to solve the problem. They know that we genuinely care. We genuinely care about them being successful in the area that we're helping them. So, and everybody has an audience. If you're a marketing person, it's your chief marketing officer. If it's if you're an executive assistant, it's your boss. Or what, everybody wants to look good. And this industry also, we all know, is riddled with potential landmines because we're all dependent on a supply chain. And at any point in the supply chain, there could be an implosion. It could be, you know, even within our own four walls, it could be our art department. It could be our project managers that handle the orders once an order is booked. It could be our screen print division, which is across the street. It could be a FedEx truck.
Yeah.
And any of those can fall, and guess who the customer is going to be upset with? They're going to be upset with the salesperson. Could be a FedEx driver can ride that truck off of a cliff, and the salesperson is going to have to call that customer and say, I have bad news. Your big race tomorrow isn't going to have T-shirts because they're at the bottom of a gully. However, because you trust me, and the moment I found out, I was able to pull this order and pull that order, so we're flying new shirts into you, and they're going to be there. They may not be there, you know, a day before, but they're going to be there 10 minutes before, and I did that for you because we've solved the problem, even though we probably bled money all over the place.
Yeah.
For something that wasn't even our fault. That's what's successful in any industry, but here especially, and it's obvious when a customer loses our trust, because it doesn't matter what we do at that point. They don't trust you anymore, and we don't have a perfect batting record. We have a very high success rate, but we've made a few mistakes over the years, and once you lose it, it's very hard to get back.